today. I'm excited to get going. But I've got to be honest with you. It's hot up here in that stupid hat. But the other honest thing is I can be a very strategic but also very professional consumer. I can be a very good person at consuming things. It can be Buffalo Wild Wings, right? I can consume some Buffalo Wild Wings, even the really hot ones. Oh yeah, I can stomach those. I haven't tried it now at 40, almost three, but 43. I haven't tried it there. But when I talk about consumer, I can talk about like purchasing things, right? Like adding things to my life. Anybody else good at that? Like you know how to add things. My wife, she trumps me all the time. But she knows that she can get me going. Like if she takes me to enough stores and makes me shop a long time, I'm gonna find something, right? Like I'm gonna scavenge something. And you know, like she's the one that just goes for the pretties and for the looks and for the all the things. And I'm there hunting for the bargain, right? I am the bargain shopper. I'm like we have. Just so you know, we have clearance dates where we, you know, like, because Target, you just go around the backs of the aisles and you hit all the clearance things. I've got to keep her away from all the things in the middle of the store. And so you go to the outside of the store, right? You walk in and say, okay, honey, we're walking to the back of the stores in the mall because that's where all the clearance things are, right? And so those are good, right? I like those. I know exactly where they are in every Burlington, every TJ Maxx, every Ross, right? Like bottom shelf on Beals, right? I found my 49 cent New Balances are starting to wear out. Like I found some for 49 cents just like a year and a half ago. Great deals, right? And that's the kind of consumerism that I can be, right? And now I've began to take it to a whole new level though in the past, I don't know, 5-6 years, because it used to be like where you had to worry about the Craigslist killer. Anybody remember those days? Like shopping for things on Craigslist, looking for the good deals, trying to buy the cars, all that thing. Now it's Facebook Marketplace, right? Like you can pre-stock them a little bit, see what they've sold before, see their reviews, and I do all of that. And I do all of that too much. And so welcome to my therapy session here today. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Because it could be for anything, right? For me, it doesn't matter, right? My wife will send me a picture of a lamp, and I'm like, okay, I'll find it, and I'll go, right? It could be for a popcorn maker, and I'll go, and I'll search, and I'll decrease radiuses, I'll search radiuses. I'm so bad at it, guys. Like, when I go on vacation, I'm searching for stuff. Like, I'll change, like, my point of where I live to Branson, Missouri. We went on Christmas vacation once, went to Branson, Missouri, and we did, the cable box thing wasn't working. I was like, okay, I'll find us an Apple TV. Found an Apple TV for 15 bucks and plugged it in, and we watched it. Worked perfectly fine, right? Now, that can be a good skill to have. But many times it can be addicting and it can get you in trouble because you can always be thinking of a good deal. There's always something for sale. And it's like Facebook knows like the things that you want or the things that you like. And so I'll be scrolling around looking for a popcorn maker or modular classrooms for the church. And then all of a sudden, classic VW. Ooh. Oh, honey, look at this. Oh, I know, I don't have the tools to work on it, don't have the time to work on it, don't have the garage to work on it, but look, right? I'll follow that rabbit hole, and I will go, and then Facebook's like, oh, that's what you like? Oh, here's 10 more, here's 20 more, here's 100 more, right? And it just goes and goes and goes, right? I can find myself at a stoplight searching for a good deal, and the person behind me honking, and they're like, where are you texting? I'm like, no, I'm looking for something for sale, just anything. Oh, a deal, a bargain. To me, it's a win. Like, I have beat the system. I have paid less than what they wanted me to pay. I have bought it now without taxes. I have told them they wanted $15. I want to spend $10. And they said, well, will you buy it for $12? I said, that's not $10. Like, I am that guy that does that. And I'll scroll and I'll scroll and I'll scroll looking at used furniture like it's a sport. Another Ryobi tool that I don't need, a beanbag chair, a bounce house, whatever. The list can just, I don't know. It just always generates things you need, right? I don't know if that's you, right? Maybe Facebook, oh, that's somebody else's used stuff. Maybe it's just Macy's for you, or Nordstrom's for you, or Gucci for you, or did you see the new Uggs, right? How many times can they make a house shoe like be out in normal wear? But the truth is, I'm being trained, right? I'm being trained. We have a world that's constantly pointing us towards consumerism, right? That we're happy when we consume things. Like when we have it, when we own it, then we have this accomplishment. That value comes from acquisition, that life is about getting more, and the more you chase that feeling, the more addicted you become. Our culture, it trains us to think that life is about having more. And I, maybe not you guys, thanks for being my therapist this morning, can be guilty of that. And Facebook knows it. They built Marketplace perfectly to just keep you scrolling. See, we live in a culture that trains us to think that life is about having more. More money, right? Because it's not always, right? Well, you need to make more. Well, do you really need to, or do you want to? And why do you want to? Is it to find that value because you now have this paycheck instead of this paycheck, or this position instead of this position? Could it be the more stuff, or maybe it's the more approval, or the more comfort, right? I almost like text Ron and say, hey, Ron, could we play the song I Was Made For More? But then many times people would take that out of context. Yes, Pastor, I was made for more, right? Many times that's exactly what we think, but the gospel doesn't say that's what we were made for. That we weren't made to be consumers, that we were actually made to be sent. So if you can relate to that hunger, right, that if I just had this, or I just had him, or if I just had her, right, then I will be complete. You complete me, Jerry Maguire, right? Then you're probably today going to be able to relate to people in the Bible. So if you're home and you maybe even have one of those big old like coffee table Bibles, you can plop that sucker open today, blow the dust off, and you can do that. Or same thing like me, like open up the YouVersion app, and today we're going to be looking through some scriptures, and we're gonna see Jesus' own words in Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 through 21. If you don't have the Innovation Church app, just point your phone to that QR code and text the word app, and you'll be able to get that. Or text the word app for those of you at home online that don't have the fancy-pantsy QR code like these beautiful people here in front of me, just text the word app to 855-398-4752. Or put it in the comments app. I don't know. Check in. I don't know. Say hi to everybody that's home. But today, as we look at Jesus' words in Matthew 6, 19 through 21, we'll have them here on the screen. It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth." Oh, man. See, there's scriptures here that I hate when I get to them in the Bible, right? Like that one that Jesus said, in this life you're going to have trouble. Like, come on, Jesus. Like, why do you got to say that? Why can't you say you're going to have millions? Why can't you say that everything's going to go great? You're going to have roses? Like, why do you have to say trouble? But this is another one of those verses that Jesus says these things. And I'm like, Jesus, could you just not? Could you put it in a little bit nicer terms? But he doesn't mix words here. He says, do not store for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. See, that's Jesus' version of saying, stop shopping your soul away. Always thinking you got to have more to be fulfilled. Because that's going to run dry, right? We're going to run out of opportunities to have more. We can't live like that forever. We can't place our peace in others and things forever because it's not going to satisfy. And so this week we're saying in with the new way, out with the old way of chasing more. What if it's in with the new way of living sent? What does that look like? And kind of those last words of Jesus where he said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That means like that more that we're chasing at, kind of the things that we give our money towards, things that we give our time, things that we give our talent, things that we give our treasure for, that's what we worship. Usually it's our money reveals what we worship. Our time reveals what we worship. Your attention reveals what you worship. Because the thing that we chase the most is normally the thing we worship the most. Right? Right? And so maybe she has a name, right? The thing you chase the most, the thing you think about the most, the thing you journal in the most. He's just so beautiful. His eyes are so blue. Oh, when he walks by me, my heart flutters. I don't know what it is in your journal, but I know those are all said about you, Andy. I know, right? But the thing that we chase the most, is that the thing that we worship the most? And it doesn't have to necessarily be stuff. It could be comfort, right? I always want to be comfortable. I don't want to take any risk. I don't want to do anything God says, anything that He's created me to do, because that would involve me stepping out of my comfort zone. Me talk to another person, tell somebody else about Jesus, tell somebody else what God's doing in my life. I'm just not comfortable with that. See, the world wants us to worship comfort, wants us to worship status, wants us to worship pleasure, wants us to worship more. But God is saying your life is not meant to be a consumption story, right? Like it's going to happen, right? Where we walk up to a tombstone and we see a little bit more than a dash. It's like, scan this QR code to find out about this person's life. And we'll get more of their story. It's there. It's out there already. I'm sure there'll be a time where you can go and press a button and a hologram will come up and a little video screen about who this person was and tell us all about them. That one I haven't seen yet, but I have seen the QR code etched in on a tombstone where you could scan it and find out who that person is. And is it going to be just a consumption story? Oh, well, they like to eat here. They like to go get one of them big old Indiana country fried steaks and slap all the gravy on it, right? This is the truck that they drove, right? Right? This is the size house that they had. There's the pool, right? Like all the things. Is it just going to be a consumption story? Because those things aren't showing up at your funeral. Those things aren't going to be there for you. Those things aren't going to stand the test of time where the Bible describes it as the moth and vermin destroy. See, what if our life is not meant to be a consumption story, but meant to be a mission story, right? Some of you may feel like it's Mission Impossible, right? You wake up with that song in your head every day. That's just trying to get your kids out of bed, right? Colossians, Paul puts it like this. I love looking at the angle that Paul does. He says, since you've been raised to new life with Christ, this is Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share all his glory. Just breaking it down for you, it says, if you want a life that matters, maybe stop living like the earth is all there is. And I'm not like going into the alien conspiracy theories and they're controlling everything. That's not where I'm headed today. See, we've got to realize that we're not a human being with the spiritual side, right? Many times that's how we go through life. We go through life like this is the these are the things that I do, da, 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 and I add Jesus and sprinkle a little bit Jesus on a Sunday, right? And that's good, right? Like, that's how I want to be, right? Like I'm a human being, and I have this spiritual side that I listen to every now and then, that I go to church every now and then, that maybe it controls my radio, right? Like maybe it controls some of the influences in my life. But what if we're not a human being with a spiritual side, but a spiritual being, and this is our human experience? And our purpose isn't just our time here, the dash in between the dates, but our purpose is eternal. See, what if we had two people, right? I don't want to call anybody up here this morning. Maybe Clark, right? We could talk about Clark, right? Clark right here is a consumer, right? We saw him in all his Christmas decorations and how he wanted to go over the top just to have a perfect Christmas. That didn't work for Clark here, sitting here on the second row. He's very stoic this morning, so I don't know if he's paying attention. But always buying, always upgrading, always chasing, right? Life being like a shopping cart. The more that I can add, the better, even though it's harder and harder to push it around, even though it's heavier and heavier, even though it's causing me problems in my life, it's causing me problems in my marriage, it's causing me problems in my family, it's causing me problems in my health. It's just always moving, always adding things to the cart. Never satisfied. There's always need to be more to be happy. And so we'll just pick on Clark here. That's Clark, right? I need more lights. I need to make it bigger. I need to make it better. That's Mr. Clark here on the second row. But person B is living as a sent one, right? Always not chasing, not always consuming, but always looking for others. Always looking for purpose. Living life like a missions trip, right? Looking for people to let others know about Jesus. This can come into play in our own lives. Came into my play into play in my life even last week. I was getting ready for Sunday, and there was a text message that was kind of waiting in my phone, right? I go and I read that text message and it says, "Are we still meeting tonight? 6 p.m. I'm like, "Yes." Crap, right? Inside I'm saying crap, right? And you guys know why I'm saying crap. Some of you know why I'm saying crap. Because the Bears were on. They didn't play that well. They played like they were the Pittsburgh Steelers or something. But sorry, Frank's in the room, so I had to take a jab there, Frank. But at that point, I could have said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I want to sit home and consume." But then I was like, "They're probably not going to win anyways." I was like, "Well, the Bears only score in the second half." And I was like, what's really more important is the people that I get to sit across from, the people that I get to do life with. The games are going to come. They're going to go. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be tired from staying up way too late watching them. But does that really matter? Does me consuming that really matter? Peter, I like the way Peter put it. In 1 Peter 3:15, he says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have." That's not just going to church. That's not just even being a moral person, but ready to always talk about where you place your hope in. And that it's not this new set of kicks. It's not these new tires. It's not these new wheels. But it's in Christ and Christ alone. Next, 1 verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses telling people about me everywhere." Everywhere, right? I know there's certain people that believe, well, only these people are chosen, these people are saved. No. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. But Jesus said that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So if our job is to not focus on the more, maybe be focused on the right more, right? More people following after him. Because God doesn't just save us to keep us. He saves us to send us. He saves us to give us a purpose. That's one of the other reasons why, you know, I really liked opening off this service with talking about next steps. Because many times we don't know what that is. We're so caught up in what the world has to say of this is what you need to do. These are the steps that you need to take. These are the things that you need to gain. And we say, hey, let's come together and talk about what does it look like to know God? What does it look like to do it with more people, right? To do it as a church, to do life better together. And then what gifts do we have to use to live out these verses, to give the answers, to let people know, to use our time and our talent and our treasure not just for ourselves? I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with using it for yourselves, but is it always for yourselves? Because since we've been raised to new life with Christ, that's what we get to celebrate today. Through baptism is saying, I'm dead to my way and the world's way of doing life, and I'm coming to life in Christ. I'm raised to life, and it's a symbol of being buried. That's why I'm so excited to celebrate with Matt today. I had no clue if he was going to show up. I was filling the tub on Thursday, making sure the water got here. I don't know how it got too much iron in it, and so it's a little brown this morning, but looks like some sinners got in it before you today, Matt. Sorry. But today, we celebrate that happening right in front of our own eyes. But you, right? We get to cheer on Matt. We get to celebrate Matt today. He was nervous. And I was like, it's okay, Matt. No one's here. There's nothing to be nervous about. But you guys are going to cheer like everyone's here, right? But what else do we do after we leave this place this week? What if we, because we probably all have some treat yourself, right? Habits. What if we replaced one of our treat ourselves habits with generosity? Instead of coffee every day or eating out every night, buying stuff and on Amazon when we're bored, what if we took that same time? And I know I've been on a diet as we start this year, and there's always tricks to diets, right? Right? Like it's like, oh, you got to say no to everything. No, you just got to say yes to the right things. You got to, instead of picking up that Reese's cup, you got to pick up that protein bar, right? Like there's picking up the right things. And so I'm not here to say, let's stop the coffee every day. Let's stop the eating out every night. But what if we replaced it? And I'm not telling anybody to preach a sermon, but what if we replaced it with a conversation? What if we were buying the coffee for somebody else? Right? Like, oh, okay, well, I can still buy the coffee? Yeah, but buy the person behind you too. And just tell them, God bless them. God loves you. Ask them about their day. And invest in something other than these, right? Staring down at this, okay, I'm going to order on my app so I can avoid all the people, and then I can walk in and put my head down and walk out. What if we set our alarms early so that we could get there and be a blessing to others? Showing up to work early and getting to know our coworkers. What if we start living with our eyes lifted? Instead of looking down, we're now looking up. Looking out. Looking around. Seeing who's there. I believe God's going to put people on our path this year. We said, as we started off 21 days of praying and fasting, our number one thing was we want to see double salvations in 2026. Double salvations from 2025 going into 2026. You know how that happens? Not from looking down, but from looking up and looking out. That means we want to double. We had 37, and that's a great number to have because like that doesn't happen in every church, right? But we said, what does it look like when we have 74? And what does it look like when one of those is your neighbor? When one of those is your granddaughters? When one of those is your own son surrenders his life to Jesus? Because we start living with our eyes lifted. We start living not for ourselves and trying to gather more for ourselves, but how can we live sent? See, if we keep living like consumers, right, you're just going to feel satisfied for what? 2 minutes? I was at a birthday party recently, and it was like, yay, yay, yay! Okay. Yay, 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 yay! Okay. Right? Over and over and over again. Excited. Yay, the present. Yay. Okay. Set it down. Birthday party ended. They left and went and played with all the toys they already had. Because when we live like consumers, it's just, oh, okay, I got it. Yay, 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 I got it. Yay, I got this new car. Nobody scratch it, right? But then that new car becomes old. That new car gets hit by somebody running in traffic. And you don't feel satisfied with that car anymore. You like that rental. Like, oh, this is nice. And you want to drive that one. And you never feel complete. No matter how big or how little the phone is or how wide or if it flips or it opens or it updates, it doesn't update, like, you never feel whole. Because our soul was built for something bigger than a bargain. It was built for a mission. You're here on purpose and for a purpose. And maybe today is the day that you stop consuming life and start living sent. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for this time that we have to come and to set our eyes on your word, to gather as the church, both in a building, outside of a building, in our living room, online, at home, wherever we gather to set our eyes and our ears on you and ask what you want to do in us. God, I believe this is a timely message for what you want to do in and through us as a church. God, that you're opening doors for us to have to force ourselves to have 3 services around here because there's so many people coming and finding out about you that we don't have room for them, we don't have room for their kids, we don't have room for their cars. So starting, hopefully this March, we launch 3 services. And here you are stirring our hearts to not look at the stuff that we can gain, but the people that need you. God, help us not live a life of consumption, but live lives as those that are sent, those with purpose, those with hope. Today, if you're here and that's what you want, I'm here to tell you Jesus isn't a religion, but he's a rescue. And he's the light of this world. And that tug on your heart, that tug in your home, is him inviting you to stop living for yourself and start living for him. So whether you're here today, whether you're sitting online at home, I want to pray a prayer. And I ask that everybody pray it around you. Everybody pray it in your living room. Everybody pray it in your home. Because you might be praying it with your children. You might be praying it with your husband that is meeting it for the first time. In church, those of us that are in the room, you can even let your voice be heard so that those that are at home making that decision would know that you're in this with them together. So if you want to accept that invitation to begin to follow after Jesus, would you pray this prayer, repeat these words after me? Pray, dear Jesus, I know I've been living for myself. I've been chasing things that don't satisfy. But I want something real. I want a purpose. Jesus, I want you. I believe you died for my sins and that you rose again. Today I ask you to forgive me, to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior, and help me live my life sent, not consumed. In Jesus' name I pray.